Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, Hidden Profit Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T-P-R-O-P-H-E-T, HiddenProfitProfit.com is the website. I hope you check that out. Accounting for the number of phobic, three languages, is that right?
That's right, three languages, what English, Chinese, and Spanish.
And Pig Latin, too, right?
That's right.
So check it out, folks. That tells you what a good book it is. As you've heard me say before many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. hey, Dawn. Folks, Dawn works hard all the time in her career and when she hangs out with us to help you have the maximum opportunity to get your financial management business in order. So you can maximize it. You know, I was telling them, Don, that if you're a small business, every penny is precious. It's your capital. Every penny is precious. More than any other organization, it's precious. And if you can't stretch that penny, if you don't know you don't know 16 ways to stretch that penny and make it work for you, then you're that much closer to being vulnerable to not making it. And so whatever you can learn, whatever you can do, to get rid of the waste, to get to increase productivity, to not throw stuff away, not to walk over the low hanging fruit. Whatever you can do to learn those things helps you. It insulates you a little more, doesn't it, Don? It gives you a little more cushion between you and abject failure, between you and locking up the doors for one last time.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I mean, what we're really advocating for in the program that I talk about on Hidden Profit Profit is to eliminate the unproductive activity, right? To eliminate the products and services where you really can't beat your competition. Stop offering the stuff that your competition's offering simply because they're offering it. You don't have to do that. You can focus on the things that you're really great at. And then you become the go-to person for that. That's what we talked about before the break. You know, I gave an example of a woman who just focused, she's an accounting professional, she focuses on law firms. Well, you know, I've got this one accounting professional. I talked about the story of this woman who came up to me and said she had $86 in the bank. Now she's got $15,000. Right. What did she do? The first thing she did was she changed her mindset. Second thing she did is she stopped doing bookkeeping services for uncooperative clients, because they were bleeding her dry.
She learned how to fire customers, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And she also learned how to stop, you know, fixing the books of people that didn't want to hire her to continue to take care of the books. So she would fix the books, she would hand them nice, clean books, and then they would screw them up 60 days later, 90 days later, a year later, and then ask her to fix them again. And I said, Edwina, you're so much smarter than that. Why don't you work with somebody who really wants to partner with you instead of somebody that's always calling you for a fire drill? Get rid of the fire drill clients. Oh, yeah, here's another example. I love this. So it's only a few months ago that we were in tax season, right? April 15th, God help us. So she tells me about a client. And what does this guy do? He puts all his receipts in a Ziploc bag. He prints them out 48 hours before the deadline. And yeah, he thinks he's got some dupes in there, but, you know, he really didn't have time to go through it. And he drops it on her doorstep and he goes, oh yeah, you know, can you please go through this and get rid of the dupes? I said, you understand what's going on here, don't you? He has no clue of what your job really is.
Right.
And he thinks you're a glorified secretary.
His emergency became your problem. His failure to plan became your emergency.
Yeah, so I said, so the first thing you have to do is you have to shift the way you work with this man, and you have to sit down with him and say, this is unacceptable, A, because I can't give you the best service if you're going to work with me this way, and B, this is not my role. You must go through this. You have to organize it by date and by category. And this is, and I'll give you, you know, the expando file to do that if you are willing to do this.
And even though most of you, even though most of you are not accountants, what she's saying, this woman said, had to do, she had to make sure that her customers allowed her to make a profit.
That's
and,
right.
And you, in your business, whatever business you have, if your customers aren't allowing you to make a profit, then those are customers who are helping you fail.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. If you're in a service business and you have clients like this, what they're doing is they're draining your time.
Yep.
And your time is your money. It is. I mean, we've all heard that. But it's
Donna, I've got about 45 seconds before we have to go. Tell us about the program that's available.
Okay. So the book is now in video format. It's a course, and it's called Small Business Made Easy. So the way you're going to get there is you're going to download the 20-minute profit cheat sheet. Just go online and look for, or just go on Hidden Profit Profit. It's right there on the homepage.
Right.
Go on Hidden Profit Profit, download the pricing cheat sheet, because we didn't go through it on the show, Jim, but it's all there. And then I will send you the link to the course, HiddenProfitProfit.com.
So check it out, folks, and you'll be smarter. It'll help you focus, and you'll make more profit. And you'll have an extra layer. You'll be building in extra layers of cushion between you and not making it. Hey, Don, good job today as always. Come back soon.
I'll do it, Jim. So fun.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, HiddenProfitProfit.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for just a few minutes. I got to take a quick break. You know how this works. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.